called A Lesson in Love and Evolution off Highway 99. And the poem itself is sort of a little form that is just a loose form I created to work through the poem. But it really came from, and there's only one reference here, but it was, I went through a phase of actually having the newspaper kind of kick out a lot of poems for me. I would just read these articles and think, that's craziness, you know, and I think I'll write a poem about that. So, and I used to spend a lot of time fishing on the Feather River, right up near Orville and through the town of Orville, actually, right near the courthouse. And so I read this article a number of years ago, this guy who was a poacher, and I watched a lot of people poach on that river too, which probably also allowed me to have some titles. So this guy was a poacher, and he had poached some fish, poached a deer, got caught, and he was going to court. And he was really pissed about it. And he was a multiple offender. This was like his third or fourth poacher. So he called his friend and said, we're going to bomb the courthouse. And then he walked in and killed the judge. That's insane. And his friend was like, you're insane. And he said, no, we're going to do this, and you're coming with me, and you're going to help me. And the friend kind of freaked out and called the cops. And the cops said, great, you go do it, and we're going to be right there. And so we're going to get him to actually go right up to the edge, and then we're going to arrest him. So the friend went along with the whole thing. They set the bombs, you know, the whole bit. They were getting ready to bomb the place, and the cops swooped in and arrested him with this great sting. And I thought, that's just, how insane. The guy just busted for poaching. And then he wants to kill the judge. So this is A Lesson in Love and Evolution off Highway 99. The moon is half asleep, stumbling across the sky. Ice clinks against the edges of our sweating drinks, and street lamps mix the darkness. Peaches come into the season, the skin smooth like the underside of my wife's forearm. Deep beneath fingered roots of trees, the tusks and saber tooth, small relics of death you'll never know. And 40 miles up the valley, the cave-drawing cousin of a fox hides her groomed kits from the circling hawk. In Orville, the courthouse is bombed with hate by a poacher gone mad that the world is not his. Cool ice on our palms, she leans against me. One star breaks toward Earth, so many extinctions to come. The moon is half asleep, stumbling across the sky.